Now, when we talk about Dreamers, DACA recipients, we're talking about roughly 700,000 young adults. One of them is Cesar Vargas. He's a lawyer, an activist, and he says today his emotions are split. He is glad to hear the government will reopen, but he doubts Senate Democrats and Republicans can strike a deal on DACA by February 8th.
We have no commitment from House Republicans. We have no commitment from the Trump administration that they will actually act to protect Dreamers. So this is where Senator Schumer really gave in a little too early.
It just gives you an atmosphere of worry, and you can't really be at ease with anything.
That's Brittany Aguilera. She lost her DACA status in December when it expired. And then she also lost her job. She can't work until her status is renewed. She says it was hard to watch the back and forth on Capitol Hill.
I would just like them to pass something. Honestly, I just want to work. I just want to make my way and manage my life. That's all I really want to do.
Meanwhile, 22-year-old Carla Aguirre was brought to the U.S. from Mexico when she was six. She says today she is angry and disappointed with Congress.
Scream and tell them what it is that our community needs. But at this point, it's Congress, the one that needs to do something. Congress has our lives in their hands, and the fact that they are not taking this seriously, it's very angry for my community.
Those are DACA recipients reacting to the political deal that ends the government shutdown.